The problem isn't that you get Osama bin Laden, someone like that, but if you target American citizens. Now, it's been a controversy for some time. Aren't American citizens entitled to due process under our law? I mean, you could charge someone, you bring them to trial, they're convicted, and if there's a death penalty, there's a death penalty, rather than just zap. And I think that's the heart of the controversy, and it continues, and the new book just fuels it.
In the book, I guess it is saying that he took a little more personal interest in this, and one source said the idea of kill him and sort it out later is kind of what's drawing a little bit of the reaction from both left and right.
Well, they try to target these people precisely, but there's some collateral damage, perhaps, on the other side. Secondly, are you certain? Is this 100%? When the president gave the order to go after Osama bin Laden, he himself said later, they told me there was only a 55% chance that the guy in the compound was bin Laden. Well, I mean, do you continue to use drones to kill people and you don't have nearly 100% certainty that you're getting the person who threatens the United States? That, too, is part of it. But I've got to tell you this. The charge against Democrats for years and years, and against this one, too, Barack Obama, has been they're soft on defense. They're soft on terrorism. They're soft at defending the nation. It doesn't do him any harm to have a book complain to some extent that maybe he's been killing too many people who threaten this country. That's almost as if the White House had planted it.
Sam, is this going to end up being an issue in the election?
I don't think so. I think it's the economy. I'm just kind of a one-track guy, a one theme. I think the president is reelected or he is turned out based on the economy primarily, and not only primarily, that's it. Now, if the economy's right on the cusp, I mean, you don't know which way it's going, then these other things may come into play, but I don't think this one's going to be a big one.